Okay. So, hello everybody. Welcome to the first episode of the second season of Talkboard. I have with me Triangle.
I was hoping you could stretch it out for 4 more minutes, but help.
Justin.
Hello.
Okay. Right. Today we're going to be discussing A12 12.4 progress, or lack thereof, and we're just gonna see where things go from there. So, Triangle, as someone who has actually worked on a jailbreak out of the three of us, how do you see 12.4 A12 progress going right now?
So this is a tough question, because the two people who are actually maybe working on it right now are the one person who has not been able to do it for the past year, and one person who possibly can do it but doesn't want to release it.
So, like, immovable object versus unstoppable force.
I suppose.
With the immovable object being Cool Star, and the unstoppable force being Poe not being able to jailbreak A12.
It's okay. Someone will figure it out, I think, eventually. Not me, though.
You sound super hopeful.
In fact, I'm so hopeful. I have the GM build of iOS 13 on my computer, and I was going to update live on this podcast, but I actually have to go reinstall Chimera and restore my rootfs before I do.
Right. Okay. So what about you, Justin? Do you think we're going to see an A12 12.4 jailbreak?
I mean, 12.4, we don't know. But maybe, I mean, definitely at some point in the future, some version in the future. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if 12.4 will be the first one, but like, since it's going to be the last version of iOS 12, I'm sure that eventually one will come out.
Yeah, especially considering it's going to be
12.1.2. Although,
maybe 12.4 might not happen after all, because all of the affected devices update to 13. So.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. The 5S and 6.
No, but the 5S and 6 are not A12.
True. But I'm saying, like, 12.4.1 is still a thing, and there's supposedly an exploit for that, but we'll have to see.
I mean, I'm thinking that since it's taken so long this far, I mean, I'm not very technical about this. I don't know much about jailbreak development.
The two out of three people here don't worry about it.
Yeah, I just build the tweaks in the apps, and then I just sit quietly in my corner. If 12.4 doesn't happen for A12, I'm sure that some version in the future it'll happen, and then we'll have it. But, you know,
okay.
I just don't know how long it'll take.
If 12.4 A12 doesn't happen on either side, do you think it's sort of the beginning of the end for jailbreaking? Or do you think it's just something that will continue in 13 and it won't be a big deal from then on?
It's not the first time that there have been, like, obstacles, and yet jailbreaking has still gone on.
Mm-hmm.
I think jailbreaking is still, like, I mean, as long as there's people that want to do it and there's people that have the skills to do it,
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to keep going on, you know? I hope so anyway, because it's a lot of fun.
Triangle, what do you think? Do you think memory tagging is going to do anything for jailbreaking in terms of, like, difficulty?
I have not read the spec, but a mitigation is a mitigation.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it'll make things a bit more difficult. How much more? I'm not sure.
Okay. If they were to both drop tomorrow, whose product would you use?
Probably Cool Stars. Because I've been using his stuff since Electra, and it seems to work pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did use Uncover for a bit, but I prefer Cool Star's offerings so far. Especially in terms of, like, user interface and whatever, they're easier to use, they look nicer. And yeah. I mean, I didn't find, like,
I would
like
use...
they work well, you know what I mean?
Mm.
I would use Cool Star's thing, because I don't want to wait 10 point releases for Uncover to actually
I'm not trying to diss anybody or anything, but yeah. I just prefer Cool Star's offering so far.
I if it's me personally as a user, I don't like the way Pwn releases things where it's just whatever he can get out there, and then there's like 10 betas before it's like actually like daily driver usable.
To give him some credit though, he does get it up pretty fast. Like that's why I was using Uncover for the first bit before switching over to Chimera. Well, yeah. Uncover was out first, you know? So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, at least, give credit where it's due. But, in the end, I'd rather use...
That's great jailbreaks. Not to take anything away. It's just personally, like, I prefer the way CoolStar releases jailbreaks.
Agreed,
And I prefer the UI of Chimera, and I prefer...
Oh, absolutely. The UI on Chimera. Oh, that too. I didn't even consider that. But, I much prefer Cilio to, like, the other package managers.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chimera UI is actually great. Like, I really like it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aiden who wrote the entire thing.
Aiden, my guy, he did a really good job. It looks great. It works great. It feels great. Everything. It's very intuitive. Like, you know where everything is just the first time you use it. It's great.
I think my favorite thing that Aiden told me is that it was like actually a complete rush job.
You know what? I can't tell. Looks great.
it's so indicative of like the quality of stuff that he makes that a rush job for him is that.
Yeah, he just dropped the entire thing in a day. I just woke up and it was there.
Yeah, because like up to that point, it was still using like the Electra UI, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the old Electra 11 thing.
Yeah, Aiden does a really good job with like all of his software, to be honest. Like, I mean, Ultrasound is free now, so you guys should all go get it. But I've had Ultrasound since it was paid, of course. And it's
you should
great.
Also like, go listen
it's
to like
so
the
much
like,
better
Hip Hop and Party. Like, it should be
the
on
fact
Spotify.
That he can make something that is objectively better than Apple's like original offering goes to show
how
good
think
he
it's
is.
Better, I think it's better than the iOS 13 offering.
I haven't used the iOS 13 one, so I can't say, but it's definitely better than the old one and like the iOS 12 and below one. That one is
basically,
awful, man. Like, I'll be watching a YouTube video, and I mean, YouTube has their own one now, but before, you hit the volume rocker, and now I have a, like, I'd be playing a game on my phone, the volume HUD would just pop up right in the middle of my game. Like,
Justin, you don't run betas, so you probably wouldn't know about this, but in some of the earlier iOS 12 betas, the volume HUD would appear alongside the YouTube one.
Yeah, no, I did run the iOS 12 beta. I've run every single beta since iOS 8, except for iOS 13 because I needed to conserve my jailbreak. And I'm going to be installing it probably this week because it's required for the Apple Watch Series 5.
Yeah.
But I ran the 12 beta and all of them from 8 to 12.
Well,
but I don't remember that particular bug because I usually watch YouTube on my computer because... YouTube on phone while not jailbroken is not a fun experience.
Yeah, the 13 bug was a bug. The 13.
I have mixed feelings about the 13 HUD.
Yeah, the 13 HUD is
very weird and over engineered.
Yeah, it's a mix of Ultrasound and the control center volume.
Yeah.
Thing, and I think Ultrasound is way better. But I tell you what's cool is you can like. Sort of like hold on it and it will tell you like the source of the audio,
cool,
which is
too.
Cool. Yeah, and it like dark, it dims like the rest of the display, so it like draws attention to it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to, like, once I use it, then I'll be able to make a good comparison.
Yeah, can't wait to upgrade.
Regardless of what the 13 one is like, Ultrasound is so much better than what the old one was.
Yeah, I'm on the GM of 13 now, and it is really nice.
And you know what's the best part about Ultrasound to me anyway?
Go on.
The fact that you can flick it away.
Oh yeah,
like it's not in the middle of your stuff, but if it's still blocking something, just send it away and it's gone.
You can semi do that on 13, where basically if you swipe on it, it collapses into the really thin one.
Ah yes, see that's not bad either. That's not a bad solution.
I didn't know it could do that.
Yeah, it's really well designed, the new HUD, but I think Ultrasound's better still.
I had so much FOMO this summer from not being on the 13 beta.
Mm.
I was like, everybody else is getting to experience this, and I don't know what it's like. I'm so sad.
Yeah. No one knows what it's like.
I need to get another phone specifically for installing betas on.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I have now. I installed betas on my 10S, and then I have jailbreak on my SE.
See, that's the thing. I jailbroke my iPhone 8, which is my main phone, and then yeah. I also had my 6S Plus, which is one of my side phones, jailbroken on 11, and I was going to upgrade it to 13, but then I just never got around to it.
You really should have saved blobs for 12 and then updated that to 12.
Well, it's on 12.4 now, so we're good.
Okay, yeah.
It would be rich enough for two phones.
Oh, no, it's just because like, I keep my previous ones. Like, when I upgrade, I just keep the old ones, and then, like, I don't sell them.
Triangle, don't you have, like, a XS Max?
No, I have an XR.
Oh, you have the poor people A12. Understandable. Oof.
Yeah, I just have an 8, but...
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm buying the base 11.
That's just the XR2, though.
Yeah, I know, but ultra-wide.
Wait, what color?
Purple.
Answer carefully.
Purple.
The purple really does look nice, actually.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the lack of 3D touch?
I was going to say, the 11 didn't have it.
Or I think they should have made the purple vibrant.
Yeah, I think so too. That's what I was going to say. When I first saw it, I hated it because I was like, this is basically just like slightly tinted white. But the more I see it, the more it's grown on me. And I'm kind of
glad. No, I love the purple one. I think the purple one looks great.
I'm not even joking. When the XR was like being rumored, I was like, if Apple makes a purple iPhone, I will buy it. And I'm staying true to my word.
You're promised to yourself.
I would have bought the Coral one if it didn't look so crappy either.
The
Coral XR was a letdown. It's like really nasty pink.
Is it bad?
It is really bad. It's like an eye-searing pink mixed with orange. It basically, imagine like the Salmon 5C. But like 10 times worse.
Was it actually called Salmon? There's no, I thought it was.
No, it was called Pink, but it was.
Okay, salmon. I was about to say, did he just call it Salmon?
Yeah. I mean, it was salmon color, let's be honest.
Was it though? I'm more surprised about the fact that they chose Midnight Green as a new color on the pros. Dude,
I dig the Midnight Green. It
looks good. It looks good. I was just surprised that of all the colors that they choose to add as.
Like, the pro color,
the only it's non-monochrome color. It's just a
very non-Apple thing.
Yeah, it just seems.
You think they do like copper or something?
Yeah, because like I mean, all of like the regular 11 is comes in various colors. So if
yeah, silver, space gray, and gold, like the most generic.
The pro comes in like black, white, gold, and green.
Yeah. I was expecting.
Well, space gray, silver,
I was expecting
gold.
A navy blue before a green. Maybe
we don't want to live in a world where I expected
product red before green. Because product red, they do that for pretty much all of their products. There was a product red iPhone.
I'm kind of mad. We never saw a product red version of this design.
Yeah, product red. Wait, do they not have it for the 11? Don't they have it for the 11, though?
No, I know, but I'm saying like the stainless steel ones.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's too bad. Because product red does look good. I used to have a product red iPod Touch.
Yeah.
It was nice.
What's amazing is we've had product red every year, and it's never been on the stainless steel one. Like since
this is true. To be fair, there's only been 3 stainless steel models, but
yeah, but there's also been 4 red models in like that time.
This is true. There was iPhone 7.
I think it would look very good on
7, 8, 10,
shiny steel. 11.
Yeah, but I mean, like the iPhone 7 first one,
like a darker red on the steel, and it would tie well with the black bezels.
When ETA product red MacBook.
Triangle, are you getting an A13 device this year, or is it just 10 off?
No, it's not enough of an upgrade for me.
Fair enough. I really want the ultra wide, and I'm kind of sick of OLED. I won't lie, because like Black's Mirror is like the worst thing of all time. Like I catch so much flack whenever I talk about OLED, but like. Whenever you crank your brightness down and you like scroll anywhere that has like any large black objects in it, it's just unwatchable basically.
Is it that bad?
To me it is anyway, because like the
I'm on
the
an black... LCD game, so I can't really.
Have you ever seen Black Smear, Justin?
No, actually. I mean,
I've
never noticed it anyway.
It's like a jelly effect on the screen when you like move a black object on it. because the pixels take a bit longer to come back from being pitch black.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. It's really not nice.
Oof. Well, I'm on LCD gang, so I do not have that issue.
Yeah, I'm going back to LCD gang. My iPhone upgrade program, I'm going to be trading in my 10S and getting an 11. Yeah.
Do we even have iPhone upgrade program in Canada? I don't think we have that.
No, yet. It is US, UK, and China only.
Mm.
You could just, like, nip down to the US and buy a phone. But, like,
yeah, but, like, do I like, I'm not even upgrading this year.
Yeah, I know, but then you could upgrade every year.
You're not wrong, but then I would also have to pay money.
Is it just me, or did you make the yellow 11 a bit paler than last year?
Did they?
Yeah, no, it's way paler. I think they're going for more like pastel this year rather than like straight up bright like last year.
Yeah, I noticed that. I prefer the pastel to the bright colors though.
Yeah, the only one that's still bright.
I think you can notice that if you have a look at. If you have a look at literally any of my apps or tweaks, you will see that I like pastel colors over bright ones.
I tell you what though, I noticed something very interesting with the iPhone 11 this year.
What's up?
I don't know if this is just me or if all of the logos on all of them are silver. Like I can't tell. The logos don't look color matched on the back. They look silver.
I mean, sometimes it's hard to tell through. Oh no, they look silver to me. Yeah. No, the black one is not silver.
Yeah, but aside from the black one, they all look silver. Like the purple looks silver, the green looks silver.
Yeah, I think they all are silver.
Sucks, if I'm being honest.
It's a design choice. I personally don't mind it, but to be fair, if I was getting an iPhone 11, it would definitely be either black or purple.
Mm.
So, because the silver does look good with the purple. Nice. It just looks so nice. Like I love it.
It's growing on me.
Product Red looks cool too, but like, you know.
Do you guys know about this really weird thing Apple decided to do with like the Mac Glass? So on the 11 Pro, right, you have the Mac Glass back, right?
Yeah.
The camera housing is glossy.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 11, it's the other way around.
Oh, wait, hold up, what?
Yeah, the camera housing is matte on the 11 and the rest of it is glossy.
One second.
Now that I've pointed it out to you, you can like kind of see it in the pictures.
I'm checking. Okay, I see the glossy back, but I see that. That is strange.
Yeah, it's a very strange design choice.
I kind of like it though, the way they did it on the 11 with the matte camera and the glossy back.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look bad on the 11. It's just weird that it's inconsistent.
Another really weird thing I've noticed is in some like pictures, the camera hump looks inset rather than like a bump.
I have not seen that. If you send me an example, then maybe I can see.
Are you on the iPhone 11 page right now?
iPhone 11 Pro right now.
Okay, go to the iPhone 11 page, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then scroll down to where it says it just got a whole lot harder to take a bad photo. And then look at the image before it fades out.
No, it looks beveled to me, that word.
It looks, yeah, I know, but like for a second it kind of looks inset. It's strange.
It's hard to tell because it's white and it's straight on.
Yeah, it's white and white. But it looks fine to me, I think. The only thing that sort of bothers me is the microphone placement. But
I don't mind the microphone placement. The thing that kind of bugs me most is just sort of like the ring around the camera being so like thick, if that makes sense.
Oh, I don't even mind that. I think it looks bougie.
Yeah, it kind of works well with like the colorful one. It looks kind of weird on the Pro.
I'm not gonna lie. The first time that I saw the 11 and the 11 Pro keynote day, I thought they looked bizarre. But now they sort of look good to me now.
Yeah, I've just been exposed to the leaks for so long that I'm just kind of used to it.
I hated how they looked in the leaks, but I often hate how they look in the leaks because they just don't get it quite right, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I remember when the iPhone, I think it was the 6, was being rumored, and the leaks made it look so ugly. Like, it was just so bad. And then the actual 6 came out, and I was like, oh, this isn't half bad.
I think the most accurate one I saw was when Ben Geskin was, like, editing photos of the 10S to look like the 11 Pro. That looks really good.
I think I missed that one.
You posted them on Twitter.
Not on Twitter.
I love how this just basically became about the new iPhone.
You know what? That's okay.
It is. Back to sort of going kind of back to jailbreaking a bit. Is there anything you're excited to see jailbreak wise when concerning the new phones? Like anything interesting to do with the cameras, maybe?
I'm gonna say maybe something a bit different, but I'm more excited about like a jailbreak for the watch. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the new watch, it's just a watch jailbreak in general. Because, like, we haven't seen what people can do. Like, custom watch faces and, like, tweaks on a watch. Imagine that. That'd be crazy.
You know what would be really cool? Could you imagine, like, an iPhone-style home screen on the watch?
That would be cool. It would be like the iPod Touch, or it's not iPod Touch, iPod Nano 6th generation. I think before the update. And that'd be really cool. I would definitely try that.
No way. It was always looked like that. No,
they changed it. Like before, it was four icons per page, and after.
Oh, and then it turned into one. I remember.
Yeah, one big icon. But like, imagine with the four icons per page. Imagine how nice that would look. Like that'd be so cool on an Apple Watch. And like tweak developers, like how could your iPhone tweak interact with the watch tweak? Like that opens up some, like lots more new opportunities.
I'll tell you what tweak will definitely not work on the watch.
What?
Jellyfish.
I made a joke about that in our group chat, Eric's World, like a few days ago about how should make jellyfish for Apple Watch. That'd be really funny.
Yeah, because it would literally just be the motion face.
Pretty much.
I tell you what, though, I would really enjoy Rainbow Watch. That would be cool.
I would definitely look into that if we get a watch jailbreak. And actually, even jellyfish for the watch. Maybe like jellyfish's base setup wouldn't be useful, but now you could switch like what side it's aligned to and the font size, and you could change a few other things.
And
so jellyfish for watch may not be a complete bust.
It could make
some
color match with whatever's on the screen as well. So like if the jellyfish is blue, make it blue, kind of thing.
Well, it already does that. That's where we got the idea from for jellyfish for phone. Yeah, it already matches.
I don't think the watch face does that, does it?
Yes,
that's
it does.
To me.
That's actually the watch face I use. That's the watch face that I use. I use the motion. But yeah, actually, fun fact, I don't even know how many people know about this, but the jellyfish name was taken because one of the motion faces has a jellyfish background, and that's the one I use on my watch because it's the one that I find looks the nicest. So that's
okay. Trivia. This one question I believe is directed at you, Triangle, by Moo. Please explain like he is five who you are.
I don't like talking about myself, but I am a person who has made stuff.
That's an accurate description. Of all the people that exist, you are one of them.
I am one in 8 billion.
Indeed.
Indeed. Okay. That unique.
Yeah,
amazing.
As we stand. Out on talk board discussion, Triangle is the reason an A12 jailbreak exists. Okay.
We stand.
We do stand, indeed.
Yep, but I owe it all to the people who worked on the 12.1 exploit and the pack bypass.
Yeah.
Also shout out to Jamie, who made the Core Trust bypass.
And he also has a very interesting post on the Dynastic Research page about it, which you should probably read if you're interested in, like, writing jailbreaks.
Thoughts on Apple? Yes,
I love.
Mine. I am acquiring. My thoughts on Apple Watch are: I'm going to Apple's. Oh, Apple Watch jailbreaking.
I own my Series 4 for coming up on a year. Genuinely, I recommend if you have an iPhone, get an Apple Watch.
I have a Series 0, and I love it. Like,
yeah, okay,
even
Sam, you probably should have clarified that.
So I'm very excited to get an SDK going for a custom watch face.
Well,
I'm currently using one that's just a live photo animation, and I'd love to turn that into an actual thing.
Right? Like, imagine the possibilities with custom watch faces. You can make, like, completely new designs. Like it'd be great. Also, Anemone for Apple Watch would be really cool, I think, too.
What do you see for the emulation aspect of Java? Well, whenever Delta is like out of beta, I think that will be the go-to. But it's been
the,
in
the real question beta is for like the real 2 years is, now. Oh, I'm actually a tester of Delta, and Delta is great. But the real question is, how would playing GBA on a watch be? Like, oh, how would phone. Like? I mean, with a phone, you have some space for the controls and the actual display. But what how I, would you how would Justin, you run that on a watch?
I have had the single worst idea of all time.
I What's really that? Wouldn't want to run.
You choose a Game you choose Boy on the, a watch. You choose the Game Boy button with the crown, and then you force touch to press that button.
Oh dear.
Don't like that.
Wow, that would be, I know, that
it's,
would be
it's
awful.
The single worst unusable. Control scheme of all time.
That would be terrible. But as for emulation on iPhone, though, Delta is great. I Riley tested. I am I was a beta tester. It's great. He says it's coming out soon. Once it comes out, you guys should all download it. It is the best mobile emulator of all time. And perhaps the best emulator, like it's the best emulator in my opinion that I've used overall. Mm-hmm. It's great, like amazing. It's imagine RetroArch, if RetroArch was
good,
like was, well, it's not that RetroArch is bad, but like it doesn't, well, it's sometimes the UI can be difficult to use and it is more crashy than you might want as of the last time I used it anyway. Delta is great.
To answer the actual question, though, emulators are just software, and jailbreaking already allows any software you want to run, so it's just a matter of writing an emulator.
And on top of that, emulators don't even rely on jailbreak, so you can sideload an emulator.
You can, but the question is, would anyone want to play retro video games on their watch? And if so, which ones, and how would the control scheme work?
He wasn't asking about the watch.
Yeah.
But it would be cool to see it on the watch.
Oh, my bad. I thought this was still on the watch.
I was like, why is Justin so fixated on the watch?
Turns out I'm an idiot, but it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, on to Patrick's question, since me and Justin have like no jailbreak technical knowledge, I feel like this is like all
you. Yeah, I cannot answer that one.
Do you think Cool Booter could be replicated on 64-bit devices? Hasn't someone done that already? Or they've at least gotten K-Loader working? Because what I think is the biggest obstacle to getting K-Loader working on a KTRR device is
K-Loader not being for 64-bit able to, devices released. To
disable KTRR.
This was 2 years ago. K-Loader for 64-bit was 2 years ago. And it offers support from 7 to 8.4.1.
Also, can I say one more thing about emulation?
Go for it.
Awesome. One thing that I really want to see that has not been done yet entirely is a Dolphin port to iOS. Because now iOS devices are getting really, really bad. And we've been able to run N64 on iOS devices since like the iPhone 4. And we can run GameCube on phones now with GC for iOS, but that emulator has never been finished. It was a Dolphin port, if I remember correctly. Never got finished. And Delta supports adding new cores. So if somebody would build a Delta core that wraps Dolphin, then maybe we could get GameCube and Wii on our iPads.
You know what would be the dream for me? Is getting RPCS3 working on iOS.
I want to play like Smash Melee on my iPad, dude, or something.
Dude, RPCS3 would be way cooler. Imagine playing PS3 games on your iPad.
That would be pretty cool.
Okay, but with the PS3, you're actually running into hardware limits.
Hmm. Yeah, I know, but like, if we take Apple at their word, right, they're saying, like, iPad Pro is, like, as fast as an Xbox One S, so...
Well, to be fair, like, it takes a lot more power to emulate something than it does to run the actual software when it's built for it.
I know, but our PCS3 doesn't seem to be, like, super, like, high requirements.
Is it open source?
I believe it is. I'm going to double check.
If only there was an emulator developer.
But the really cool thing about RPCS3 is they have like basically a list of all the games, and you can see like how well each game works. And
compatibility list?
Yeah, and they work on each game like individually to get it to work.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, it's on GitHub. Yeah,
I feel like there's been more success with Nintendo emulation. Wait, do we even have PS2 emulation on iOS yet? Because I know that we have PS1.
I don't think we do.
Hmm.
You could kind of, if you get PS3 working, I imagine you could do like a double emulation layer and do PS2. Which would probably be like suicide.
I'm not sure how performance would go on that one.
You'd probably have a better time of porting in open source PS2.
Yeah, well, because like the original PS3 had PS2 capabilities, and then they remove it for thermal issues.
But that was hardware emulation.
Was it a whole PS2 chip, or was it?
Yeah, it literally had a PS2 chip in there.
Okay, so maybe the emulation may not.
Yeah, there was also Linux on the PS3, and then they disabled that in an update, and then people sued because that was a reason that they bought the PS3, which was fun. And then they never brought it back; they just took the L on the lawsuit.
I think it was Geohot that used to work on like PlayStation hacking and whatever, and then Sony got mad.
Yeah, then he got sued into the ground.
That's unfortunate.
That is indeed unfortunate. Thank you very much for joining us this week. Have a lovely week, and
we will see you next week.